episode number 150. Today is the day.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back once again. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we got a lot of stuff, a lot of cool news. Today is the day.
It is. Today, as you listen to this, on the day it's released, we'll pretty much know it all.
Yeah.
At least as much as there is to know right now. If you haven't been on the internet and
had your head in a hole,
today's the day that Chevrolet is going to release all the information. But over the past weekend, a whole lot more was, I guess, prematurely released.
Yeah, someone broke their embargo, and then it seemed like that opened the floodgates and everything else just started pouring.
I don't know when Chevrolet and GM are going to realize that people won't keep their agreements on keeping this stuff under their lid, but it's bound to happen. Well, let me do a rundown. This one might run a little long, ladies and gentlemen, because we got a lot to cover, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
You know, the pictures were released of the Camaro RS. We're going to talk about that probably in the second half of this show. There's a cool video that we're going to talk about, a TV show involving the Camaro. And, of course, we're going to talk about, talking about what's happening Monday,
okay,
today, and Tuesday. Yeah. At 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Camaro.GMNext.com is when there's going to be a webcast of the actual public unveiling and official, here it is, what you've been waiting for how many years?
Since 2006?
Forever, I think. It seems like it anyway.
Yeah.
There's expected to be downloadable PDF documents with specs, videos, images galore, above and beyond what was already released by the by the media.
I sure hope they got enough bandwidth.
there's going to be even chat sessions immediately afterwards.
Yes.
And there, from what I'm told, there will be transcripts because of it'll be like Tuesday morning or something like that.
Okay.
There will be transcripts available, but if you've got the time and the capacity, you can chat with some of the GM engineers and some of the folks on the GM marketing team in a live chat.
Nice.
And we were assured that there would be plenty enough bandwidth for that.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, gosh, where to start, man?
Yeah.
I guess, That's Monday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Originally, it was going to be a dealer broadcast on Tuesday.
Right.
But that's only private for dealers only.
Informing them probably about how to take orders and stuff like that.
It's things like that. It's really, I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to be worth paying attention to compared to what we as consumers, the public, gets on Monday.
Because I'm assuming no pricing is going to be released.
I doubt it. I don't think that pricing will be released until around the beginning of the next year.
Yeah, because don't they usually release pricing just a couple months before they start producing the car?
That's right.
Okay.
So, and that kind of ties in with everything. I don't know. Oh, just real quick, I want to throw that out there. Some of you may have noticed some new site changes.
Yeah.
We've always said we're going to expand into the fifth gen because that is the future of the Camaro and, of course, the future of Camaro Z28.com. So if you haven't seen it, just poke around the message board and you'll see the changes. If you haven't, then you must be new to Camaro Z28.com and welcome.
Yeah. This has been planned for a long time.
Yeah, it has. Over a year.
At least.
Over a year. And we're not forgetting about our fourth gen and older folks. We're not changing anything about that. We're just going to... we're not removing anything, I'll put it that way. We're just going to change some things around and make some room, but we're not removing anything except the modern GTO forum,
right?
Which is now
history.
Gone. Thanks to all the GTO owners for participating. So, in addition to the pictures that we're going to talk about later, a video was released, and CNBC sent us a copy of like a 2.5-minute teaser trailer of a documentary that they did on the Camaro, in the preview, which you can view at videos.camaroz28.com, the teaser-type trailer thing, features Dale Earnhardt Jr., of all people.
Nice.
They brought him in early, I want to say early in the test phase, because he's driving one of the early test mules, and to see what he He thought of things.
He's done in Australia, right?
Yep, in Australia. And, well, let me play a little excerpt from the video just to kind of give you a little heads up on what it's all about.
For the last year, CNBC has followed Camaro's path from the design lab in Melbourne to sub-zero testing in northern Canada to extended drives across Europe. A lot is riding on the new Camaro. No one knows that more than the man steering its return, GM's chief designer, Ed Welburn.
How critical is it for GM as a whole that it be a hit?
Because it's such a visible vehicle, because it's a vehicle that there's been so much written about and so many images shown worldwide, I mean, it is very important that we follow through with a great vehicle.
Come along for a ride as we show you why GM picked, then tweaked the new Camaro's look. From arguing over the height of the roof to checking if the engine has the horsepower buyers want.
And we'll leave it at that.
Just head over to videos.camaroz28.com. You can see that whole, what is it, like 2.5 minutes?
2.5 minutes long. It's going to be a cool show. And speaking of shows.
Yeah.
The Camaro is going to be in an NBC primetime.
New fall show.
Fall show.
I'll definitely
August,
watch it.
August?
Oh, is it going to come out in August?
I don't know. There's so much going on right now, I'm losing track. You can probably
usually
tell.
Fall shows don't come out till September.
Oh, okay. Well, fall show starring Christian Slater as what appears to be. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly, but he's like leading a double life, and I believe that he's schizophrenic maybe, and like during the day he's like a nice guy and everything, and at night he's like a hired hitman or something, and guess what? He drives around in a bitchin' silver Camaro.
Yeah.
Doesn't fool around, man. So, I hope they don't focus on the car too much. I hope it's just kind of there, I don't want it to
like
be
like a supporting.
Yeah, I don't want it to be, all freaking Dukes of Hazzard-y and Knight Rider-y, BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Oh, God help us. That was, All right, anyway, enough of that. We're going to leave it at that. So, we got a voicemail that we're going to get to before we get to the
meat of the story.
The meat of the story, which is the gallery pictures. We're going to talk about that. So, Chris, you want to read this email?
Yeah.
Did I say voicemail earlier?
Yeah, I think you said voicemail. It's an email.
Crazy weekend.
Yeah. This comes from Eric Helmsen from the board. He says, with the upcoming Camaro announcement, I feel like a kid a few days before Christmas, only I don't get to run downstairs and rip open my presents. I get to watch someone else play with them and tell me all about how fun they are on the internet. Then, a month later, I get to see my present in person. Even then, I can't take it home. I have to wait months before I can even get one of my own. I know I'm not going to get everything on my Christmas wish list, but I have been really good and kept the faith for the last few years. Hopefully, I'm on FBOD Father's Christmas Nice list. I know a few people on the boards I would put on the naughty list. Can't wait for the Christmas in July. Eric, Bitchin' Camaro. P.S. The show is great. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, we do our best. This one's kind of cobbled together because there's so much to cover.
It is kind of Christmas in July. we're finally going to see a finished car, and we're going to get all the details.
Yeah. I can't wait till tomorrow.
I know.
I mean, truth be told, it's exciting to know. I know some of the answers that are a lot of the answers that are coming out, but it's exciting just to kind of watch from a little bit of a distance,
see everybody else's reaction
unfold. Yeah. And I watch and I read the board and I read the posts and I see how close people get and they're speculating and you could tell that they're just not sure and they're just throwing it out there and sometimes they're right on the money. And I just wish I could say, yeah, hell yeah, you got it, but I can't do that. So I sit back and kind of watch. Watch how things work. Great email, by the way. If you guys want to give us a phone call or another email just like that, anytime you want, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, let's get on with it. Let's talk about what we've been really wanting to talk about here.
Hey, move your ass!
That's you right. Got it.
Let's talk about those pictures that were released early.
That pretty much reveal everything. Anybody who wants to see the pictures, we've compiled them all together in one spot so you don't got to hunt and peck. CamaroZ28.com/gallery.
Okay.
Right there. Bam, done.
Bam, done.
So, Chris.
Yes.
Now that you've seen it for the very first time, and that's true, right? You have actually seen them, right?
Production pictures, absolutely. This is the first time.
Go.
I love it.
Go, what do you think?
I absolutely love it. Well, I was really interested in seeing the finished interior. Mm-hmm. That's what I was waiting on. And I think it's spectacular.
You do?
I think it's spectacular.
How about that groovy torque gauge?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me any.
Put a piece of tape over it. Yeah, it bothers a couple people.
It doesn't bother me none. Looking at the picture as I am right now, I can tell you a few things that I really like.
All right, go ahead. This is neat.
I can see on the steering wheel that the car has Bluetooth.
And what gives you that idea?
Well, there's a little phone with a guy speaking, which is the exact same logo that's on my Cadillac CTS, which has Bluetooth.
You mean that the Cadillac and the Camaro share some interesting components?
Yeah, very interesting.
Kind of like what I talked about last week?
Yeah.
Sort of?
So okay, that is really exciting to me. I'm really happy about that.
Great.
The radio in the middle of the screen is beautiful. I see it has XM radio. A huge, huge deal for me because I can't live without my XM radio. I like the layout of the radio. I think it's built in very nicely.
Is that similar to your Cadillac as well?
No, it's a little bit different. The buttons are kind of above.
Right, but I mean, like the screen itself. Could that be the same?
That could very well be the same screen.
Okay, because I like the screen in your Cadillac when we were playing with it.
Yes, very nice. I think the layout of the buttons are pretty nice.
They're unique for sure.
They're definitely unique. I can see the two middles that the car has heated seats.
Oh, neat.
That's something I really like. The source controls on the steering wheels for the radio. The driver's information center in the center. Very similar to my Cadillac.
I played with the driver information center while we were at the focus group. Very cool.
I'm sure it has the same features as most.
The only thing I wish it had was like a Tetris game or something. Like
it. Oh, when you're driving, you can just drop blocks.
Cool. Yeah.
I like the look of the steering wheel.
Do you? It doesn't look goofy, huh?
No.
A lot of people thought it would be.
Really?
Yep.
You can see how the gauges are lit up, kind of almost like neon, and the blue lighting around by where the headlights are.
Mm-hmm.
Nice touch. Mm-hmm. Real nice touch.
It's got a dead pedal. I don't think that the test cars had a dead pedal, and we all it's got to have a dead pedal.
Yeah.
So thank God that's back.
The stitching on the seat is the same as the concept.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Huh? That's awesome.
The seats overall are rather similar.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Does it have the side bolster adjustment the concept did as well?
I guess the best way to define it is that Chevrolet is trying to define a 21st century performance vehicle. And what performance vehicle wouldn't have side bolster adjustment?
That makes sense. Makes sense.
And you might, and you folks out there, you might see that a lot, the definition of a 21st century performance vehicle or something along those lines. That's really what Chevrolet is trying to capture. They made this very, very clear to us.
One thing I noticed in the interior that they didn't include is the rearview mirror. And usually the OnStar stuff is built right into the mirror and can have a compass and stuff like that. So that wasn't included in any of the interior pictures. So I'm still curious on what the rearview mirror is going to look like.
I think with it being Monday, today being Monday, I think we'll see
everything. We'll see that.
I think we'll see a heck of a lot more.
That's what I really wanted to see was the interior, and I am more than happy with it.
I don't think that they're going to really hold much back. What they release, I think they're going to make it pretty much throw everything out there that they can.
Okay. I see the windshield wipers are on the right-hand side, similar to my Cadillac.
Thank God.
Cruise control is on the stalk on the right-hand side where it says set and clear.
So then what is the little thumb wheel on the left-hand side of...
That's for your driver's information center.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I
didn't remember which button it was that I was fiddling with.
It looks like there's a picture here of the gauges up there.
Oh, okay, there you go. Thanks for clearing that up. I didn't remember.
And the fuel thing, so you're probably going to be able to scroll between your fuel economy, real-time fuel economy, kind of like my Cadillac is too.
Cool.
Tire pressure, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty much standard now in most GM vehicles.
So what'd you think of the exterior?
The exterior is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Obviously, we're seeing an RS Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll need more clarification on that during the press conference.
It's already out there, but
you can only speculate. You know,
yeah.
That there'll be an RS package, which will be, who knows, something additional for the V6 and the V8 cars.
Well, isn't that what the way it used to be?
Yeah.
Well, history has a funny way of repeating itself.
I mean, are they going to have? I mean, could they possibly have just a Camaro RS and then a Camaro RS SS? Camaro SS? I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I guess we'll wait for the official announcement.
By the time a lot of people hear this, it'll already be out there anyway.
Well, that's the logical thinking.
History repeats itself.
Okay.
The RS was always a trim package. How about that? Ta-da.
Yeah. V6.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, at least for the fourth gen, it was just a V6.
Yeah, but not the third gen.
Really? Oh, that's right. They did come with the 305, right?
You can get a V8 with an RS. Yep. Imagine that.
Interesting. Interesting.
So
the vents inside here, almost identical to a G6 I used to have, the circle ones.
I remember fiddling with those too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. Did the trick.
Yep.
So pretty much what we've all seen is what we are going to get. You know, I mean, I really wanted to tell people this a lot when they say, well, what about this? What about that? What's it going to look like? I just always wanted to say, look, what they put out there eventually 90% of the time becomes true or becomes fact. So what you see is what you're going to get. It's right there in front of you.
Right.
You know, let's not speculate too much.
I see the cup holder.
It's, can you scroll down? Is it pretty good sized? There you go. Actually, the two
cups. Good enough to probably fit a large Slurpee in there.
Well, it's actually like there's two, you know, indent.
The well looks
deep
enough.
Two wells, but they're actually connected. It's almost shaped like an 8.
Okay.
So if you got like just a bunch of CDs or tapes or whatever. Tapes. What am I talking about? You want to throw there. It's not, you're not confined to just a cup.
Yeah.
You know, like you could fit an iPod there.
Right.
Or inside the console.
Yeah. I was going to mention that because somebody had posted in the forum under this thread of all the new pictures released,
mm-hmm.
Where's the iPod plug-in on the radio? Because all Chevrolet models have it built right on the radio in auxiliary input.
Do you have one in your Cadillac?
Yes, I do, and it's in the center console.
Oh. Well, that's
so
neat.
I mean, if they did it there, why couldn't they do it in here? And I'm guessing that's probably where it's going to be. Because you just stick your iPod in there, plug it in, and it's good to go. So, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, man. I can't wait.
Also, in the interior pictures here, they don't show the driver's side door. I'm just looking.
Oh, it's just the opposite of the passenger side door. They don't show a hood either. The car doesn't come with a hood. A hood is optional.
Normally, on your door, you have all four buttons for all the windows. For the car, are the back windows going to roll down?
No, they don't roll down.
Okay.
No, because there's a B-pillar.
Okay, that's right.
But it's not very noticeable that it's a B-pillar.
And that's where your control is for both mirrors. And if you have memory seat options, that's the right on the door as well.
I don't know about the memory seat option thing. I don't remember. But I do believe that the mirror and everything is on the driver's side door.
Okay.
We'll see. It's, you know, 24 hours from now, pretty much. We're almost there.
Almost there.
Almost there.
I like the look of the taillights.
Yeah, but what about those reverse lights?
It doesn't bother me at all.
No, it bothers a lot of people.
I know it does.
It bothers more than just the consumers. I'll put it that way. And I want to say that if they could have been changed with the allotted engineering and allotted time, they most certainly would have. But they are where they are, and it's not by choice, is the best way I can put it.
I noticed the badging on the car. The small little RS on the back and a small little RS on the side of the grill. Nothing on the side of the car.
No?
I didn't think so.
Imagine that.
All it says is Camaro on the side.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do to me here?
I'm looking for one other thing here.
Okay, what?
I don't see it on any of the pictures. 2 years ago, Bob Lutz started a program to identify every single GM vehicle produced so you could tell it was a GM vehicle by placing a little metal GM tag on every single GM model. I don't see it on this car.
I don't either. And I don't know why. I really don't. I don't remember.
I'm assuming on a production model it will be either in the front fender or the back.
I remember it being brought up in a focus in one of the focus groups. I just don't remember which one. Okay. Or what the answer was. I think it was in the most recent.
Okay. The little nostrils for the nose of the car seem to be missing.
Nostrils. Oh, the slit
the little
above
slits.
The bow tie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's missing for a reason on that car.
Because it's a V6? Maybe. Okay, tell me later.
No, not well. I don't know. Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. No. But maybe
I'm
not.
Glad that clears that up.
Yeah. All right. No more questions.
Okay.
Any more questions must be submitted in writing.
Okay. Overall, I'm pretty happy with it. Pretty happy with it.
I just want to, I guess, conclude this by saying that if you're listening to this before all the details are out, you haven't seen anything yet. When the details come out, there's so much more to this car that you're going to be blown away. It's going to be everything we wanted it to be. Whether it's too heavy or the reverse lights are in the wrong place, as a car in and of itself that's meant to be, as they say, a 21st century performance vehicle, this is the right car. I firmly believe that. And anybody who says otherwise, I bet you 50% of those are going to be driving one before it's too long.
Yeah.
And the Cult of the Crow Eater will have more members.
I think we'll wait until after the press conference to go over more specifications, because as posted, some of those could be right, some of them could be wrong. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
There's most definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. Some of the things that were posted are very, very incorrect.
Okay.
Some, you know, not by miles, but what was posted in the thread with the pictures is not accurate information at all.
Okay.
Any other questions before I get in serious trouble?
No, I think that's it.
Where can people see these pictures again, Chris?
CamaroZ28.com/gallery. That's the place where all of them are going
to
be.
And don't forget to watch the Dale Earnhardt Jr. video at videos.CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah.
We should probably get out of here. Got to go and...
get ready.
Get ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal. You're going to see a whole lot more of this Camaro as the months go on.
We're going to have lots to talk about next week. So
yep.
Make sure you tune in.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yep.
It's about damn time.
Exciting,
thanks for listening, everybody. Time. And next week, we'll probably be a little bit more together, a little less scattered all over the place. And, well, like Chris said, we'll have plenty to talk about. Yep. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
It might be a V6.